are tuned in to Right Eye Radio, right here on Spreaker, opening your mind to thought-provoking conversation every show. Now, here's your host, Sailor Cooper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Right Eye Radio.
This is Tyler Evans, your co-host.
This is Sailor Cooper, your host. Welcome to the show. So tonight we're going to talk about Aerosmith. We're also going to talk about the movie Armageddon, which is in one of their songs. Now, I hope everyone has had a good week. Yesterday was my birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you're 26 now, right?
I'm 26 years old.
All right.
You're 28?
Yes.
All right. So, it was your idea to do this show. So, tell everyone, why did you want to do a show about Aerosmith tonight?
Well, I feel that Aerosmith, he's one of the old school rock musicians. Aerosmith is a band, actually. So
yeah, it's a band,
they
yeah.
Old school. And Steven Tyler is a very unique singer. And he was actually featured in the movie Armageddon whenever they played one of his songs. And his daughter was actually featured in Armageddon.
Oh, great.
And she was an actress, actually. And she played a father. She played a daughter in Armageddon. And Bruce Willis played the father in Armageddon. And for those who don't are unfamiliar with the movie Armageddon, it's basically about an asteroid the size of Texas that comes towards Earth, and what NASA does is go and try to save it.
An asteroid of the size of Texas comes to an Earth. Wow.
Yeah, like it's fixing to hit Earth within 18 days, and NASA only has 18 days to save it.
Wow. I need to watch it. I need to look it up on Salo.
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
And basically, I really like Aerosmith's voice. Like, Steven Tyler's voice, he's got a really unique voice.
He does.
And his band is really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
So, yeah. And that's basically one of the reasons I wanted to do the show, because I felt that it was just, you know, we should do a little classic pop type thing.
I think it's a really good idea that we do a show on. We're going to play some popular Aerosmith songs, and and we're gonna talk about the band.
Yep.
And we're gonna have fun tonight.
Yeah. And sorry we're a little late, folks. We had to just get some stuff sorted out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But there we go.
Okay, so the first song we're going to start off with Walk This Way.
Alrighty.
Yeah, so what do you know about this song?
Well, it's sort of a song about high school, like high school prom and stuff. He's wanting to take a girl to prom thing.
Oh, that's what you get about it?
That's what I get out of it. I don't know. Do you get the same thing out of it?
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it carefully.
Yeah.
So,
I think the next song we need to play after this is Dream On.
Yeah, that's the plan. So,
this came out in 1975.
This is Walk This Way. Now only on Right Eye Radio.
Gonna be a change in ways. Yes,
she a leader was a really young breed. All the times I can reminisce. All the best things of loving with a sister and a cousin. Only started with a little kiss like this.
Seesaw swinging with the balls in the school and your feet flying up in the air. Sing a hey, did it with your kitty in the middle of the swing like it didn't care. So took a big chance.
she a fool? Of course she knew what she was doing. Then an old love was here to stay. What she told me to
walk this way.
All right.
Here we go.
Walk This Way, Aerosmith, only on Right Eye Radio. Yeah, I think that song was about high school.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, trying to take a girl to prom. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, and then he was like, give me a kiss. So what do you think about it?
It was good.
So, that song came out in 1975.
1975?
Yeah. And the next song we're going to play came out in 1973.
When?
1973. Yeah, he was a youngster. Stephen Powell.
So, real quick, now let's talk about the band itself. So, here I have some information. So, did that song give you crushes?
Maybe a little bit. I heard it, like, in 2006.
2006, oh.
Yeah. I think my sister had a CD out of it or something. I don't know. It was on the computer.
When did you hear it?
Like, 2006.
My computer's slow. Okay, here we go. Aerosmith is an American band Come on, computer. Okay, Aerosmith is an American rock band formed in Boston, Massachusetts in 1970. Wow. The group consists of Steven Tyler, the lead singer, Joe Perry on the guitar, Tom Hamilton on the bass, Joey Kramer on the drums, and Brad Whitford on the guitar. Their style, which is rooted in blues, bass, hard rock, has come to also incorporate elements of pop rock, heavy metal, and rhythm and blues, and has inspired many subsequent rock artists. They are sometimes referred to as the Bad Boys from Boston, and America's greatest rock and roll band. Perry and Hamilton, originally in a band together called the Jam Band, met up with Tyler, Kramer, and guitarist Ray Tabano and formed Aerosmith. In 1971, Tabano was replaced by Whitford, and the band began developing by the following in Boston. They were signed to Columbia Records in 1972 and released a string of gold platinum albums, beginning with their 1973 eponymous debut album, followed by Get Your Wings in 1974. In 1975, the band broke into the mainstream with the album Tours in the Attic, and in 1976 followed up Rocks cemented their status as hard rock superstars. Draw the Line and Nine in the Ruts followed in 1977 and 1979 respectively. Their first five albums have since attained multi-platinum status. Throughout the 1970s, the band toured extensively and charted a dozen Billboard Hot 100 singles, including their first top 40, Sweet Emotion, and the top 10 hits Dream On and Walk This Way. By the end of the decade, they were the most popular hard rock band in the world and developed following the fans, often referred to as the Blue Army. However, and drug addiction and internal conflict took their toll on the band, which led to the departures of Perry and Whitford in 1979 and 1981, respectively. They were replaced by Jimmy Crespo and Rick Dufay. The band did not fare well between 1980 and 1984, releasing the album Rock in a Hard Place, which was certified gold but failed to match their previous successes. Perry and Whitford returned to Aerosmith in 1984, and the band signed a new deal with Geffen Records. A comeback tour, the band recorded Done With Mirrors, Run DMC in 1986, and a 1987 multi-platinum release, Permanent Vacation, that they regained the level of popularity they've experienced in the 1970s. In the late 1980s, 1990s, the band scored several top 40 hits and won numerous awards for music multi-platinum albums. Pump, 1989, Get a Grip, 1993, and Nine Lives, 1997. While they embarked on their most extensive concert tours to date, their biggest hit singles, all of which reached the top 20 during this time, included Dude, Looks Like a Lady, Angel, Ragdoll, Love in an Elevator, and Janie's Got a Gun, What It Takes, Living on the Edge, Crying, and Crazy. The band also became a pop culture phenomenon with popular music videos and notable appearances in television, like Armageddon and video games. 1998, They achieved their first number one hit with I Don't Want to Miss a Thing from the Armageddon soundtrack. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, the song Sweet Emotion was played in Armageddon too, part of it.
What song was played?
Sweet Emotion.
Which, where?
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
Where was that played?
Whenever they were practicing, they were preparing to go to outer space, NASA was.
Wow.
Yeah. That's pretty neat, huh?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. I think you're going to like that movie.
Yeah, it's good.
Billy Bob Thornton's in it, too.
Okay, so let's get back to the music. We're going to play Julie Mon.
Yeah.
Hope everyone's enjoying the show today.
Do what?
Hope everyone's enjoying the show.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully a lot of people are listening.
Here's Julie Mon right now, only on Ride Eye Radio.
Sing for the year, sing for the laugh, and sing for the tear. Sing with
just liked your post.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So, that's a good song, Dream On, Aerosmith on Black Eye Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was an old time song. It came out in 1973.
Yeah.
And he was only 24 when that song was written.
Really? Who was only 24?
Steven Tyler, the lead singer.
How old is Steven Tyler now?
Like 71.
71, wow. He's still going strong.
Mm-hmm. I think he's still active, too.
Yeah, it's good.
But I'm not sure.
So, what else do you want to talk about with Aerosmith?
Well, I think we should talk about the movie Armageddon a little bit.
Tell me more about Armageddon.
Well, basically, it's about these people who go to outer space to destroy an asteroid with a bomb, with a nuclear bomb, basically.
Wow.
And there's a lot of conflict, like, within the movie, because they're not technically astronauts. Like, they're rig workers, people who work in oil rigs and stuff.
Yeah.
And they're sent to outer space, but they're the only ones that can go to outer space and destroy the asteroid. And basically, there's a lot of love involved, there's a lot of grief involved, you know, because some people on the spaceship die because the spaceship falls apart. One of the things.
Wow. Wow. That's good. I can't wait to see that movie one day.
One of the leaders.
I can't wait to see that movie one day.
Well, just go to what you can do is you can go to iTunes and rent the movie, or you can just buy it. On iTunes.
Yeah, I can look it up on my new application.
What application?
It's the Cicero app.
Is that free?
It's free, yep.
Now, the movies are not free, right?
It's a $5 a month subscription to get the movie on Cicero.
Yeah, I think I'm good on that one.
Yeah, well,
But yeah, basically Armageddon, it's pretty good. Like, there's basically Billy Bob Thornton plays a guy named Dan Truman, who's like one of the leaders. I don't know if you call him vice president or what. He like works for the government or something. And then you've got Bruce Willis, who plays a guy named Harry, and he's a father of he's not the actual father of Liv Tyler, which is the daughter of Steven Tyler, but Liv Tyler plays a daughter.
Oh, wow, great.
Yeah, and basically, at the end of the movie, he actually sacrifices his own life to save the planet, pretty much.
Wow.
And what he's supposed to do is he's supposed to press this button, and it detonates the nuclear bomb, but what it does in the process is kill him.
Wow, that's a cool movie. I'll be happy to see it.
Oh yeah, I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah,
it's got some tear jerkers in there, but hey, that's part of a good movie. And it came out 21 years ago on June 30th.
June 30th, 1998. Wow.
Yeah, and I remember when it came out. I was like 7.
Did you see it in theaters or what?
I don't think I saw it in theaters, but I did see it at home.
Oh, great.
I've got that movie on DVD, and I've got it on YouTube. I don't even know why I have the DVD copy when I have it on YouTube.
Do you still have a DVD?
I think so.
Oh, you might? Oh, wow.
I actually do. I think I still do, actually.
Wow. A long time.
Well, the DVD I actually got a few years ago, but I used to have the VHS tape.
The VCR, those were obsolete.
Oh yeah, I don't even use a VCR.
No, VCRs, yeah, they don't exist anymore, don't they?
I don't think so. Well, if they do, it's like they don't sell them anymore.
No, it's all obsolete. It's gone.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's basically Armageddon. It's a good movie. I think for those who haven't seen it, I would encourage you to buy it or whatever.
Yeah. I'll definitely be seeing it.
All right. Well, this next song is actually from Armageddon.
And it's a love song. I don't want to miss a thing. One day, I'm going to dedicate this song to my lovely wife one day.
That would be awesome. Hopefully one day, you'll find that special person.
Hopefully. So, hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. This is the last song of the night. This is I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. From a movie Armageddon. Hope everyone found everything informative tonight. Be sure to stay tuned because we'll be back with another show next week on Rag Eye Radio. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you smile while you are sleeping, while you're far away. I could spend my life in this sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I miss